Hey there, Outside the Box, taxing your mind with unusual ideas. Today's topic is the real welfare cheats. I'm a contradiction. I don't give any of my federal tax money to the military, but I am a strong believer in the concept of taxation. It's wealth redistribution from those who have more to give to those with greater needs. Many of the latter are people who work hard, but because of the way our current capitalist economy functions, don't make enough money to live on. Sadly, making a minimum wage or even a bit more still requires assistance for many workers to survive. A lot of those jobs are with large chain stores or other big employers, big boxes, fast food places, supermarkets and convenience stores, and sometimes healthcare, financial services, or call centers. It's a great deal for employers. Give workers as little as possible and let the state and the taxpayers pick up the tab for Medicaid, EBT cards and food banks, fuel assistance, and much of what people need to survive but can't with the money they make. These big businesses are the real welfare cheats. The money they save on wages may go to lower prices, but more of it likely increases pay for executives, helps to open more outlets, and goes to stockholders. University of California researchers calculated that U.S. taxpayers spend $243 billion a year on benefits to low-wage workers, because businesses aren't paying their fair share. But instead of raising the minimum wage to reduce the need for welfare benefits, many congresspeople, governors, and legislators are trying to cut low-wage workers off the rolls. That just allows the big business welfare cheats to make even more money, since workers are desperate and will work more or less hours, give up benefits, or accept bad working conditions just to keep their job. Raising pay to a so-called living wage would be perhaps the best solution. Even some conservatives realize the cost of low wages to the economy. A strongly conservative politician in California, Ron Utz, is leading a referendum drive to raise that state's minimum wage to $12. But until workers get a living wage, another option would be to tax those employers who don't pay living wages. Businesses above a certain size, such as 50 or more employees, could be charged by removing some of the many tax breaks they get. They might have higher tax rates for their income, or they could just be charged a specified amount based on how much their low wages actually cost the federal and state governments. For example, a study by U.S. House of Representatives Democrats found that one Walmart store in Wisconsin with 300 employees could cost the federal government as much as $900,000 in benefits paid to workers and their families because they weren't making enough to live on. Simply taxing or charging the corporation that amount might get a quick increase in pay, or, at the very least, a reimbursement to taxpayers. Large corporations might decide to pack up and leave, but other businesses would likely take their place, possibly smaller, more locally based, and paying higher wages. Would paying a living wage reduce the number of jobs? The jury is still out on that one, since there are scads of studies answering both yes and no to that question. Do you think an extra tax on businesses that pay low wages is a good idea? I'm Larry Danziger, prioritizing the needs of working people for income over those of big businesses for profits.